This is St. Louis Public Radio. A St. Louis designer and activist is heading to Harvard University next month to study ways to enhance the Griot Museum of Black History in North St. Louis. Dee Nichols will be exploring ideas for sustaining and growing the Griot through a coveted Loeb Fellowship awarded by Harvard's Graduate School of Design. Nichols envisions the museum as an expanded space for Black arts, history, and culture. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talks with Nichols, who says her relationship with the woman who opened the Griot in 1997 drives her interest in the institution.
Tell me what it is about Lois Connolly, the founder of the Griot, that makes you want to spend a year of your time developing this institution.
Oh, my goodness. I light up when I think about Lois. It's so funny, and she may laugh about me telling people this, but a lot of our time together and a lot of our meetings are through crawfish boils. Both of us have this passion for seafood, and we go to, you know, king crabs and all of these other seafood places, and we sit, we eat, and we talk. And part of that for me, especially with running Food Spark and United Story and all of these other initiatives that like bring meeting and networking into a more casual space, I love that because that's where deeper connections, deeper conversations start to happen.
So what are some of those conversations look like?
A lot of it is her talking about, you know, her family and her background and what drove her to start the Griot and the sense of filling cultural voids that exist in our city. St. Louis is, what, over 50% Black now? The fact that we don't have a cultural institution in this city on the magnitude of some of our other museums and spaces that is solely dedicated to the culture, the history, the heritage of Black people in the city, sometimes is heartbreaking for me. I grew up in rural Mississippi, and segregation was very alive and well, even in my childhood, and I'm only 31 years old. And that sense of being able to bring history into present experiences, I think is something that I find remarkable.
What sort of changes do you see to the capacity of the Griot?
Yeah, I think by rallying more connections, especially the network and the resources that you get from Harvard, we already have a few leaders there who are committed and invested with helping to carry some of the load of some of the ideas that we're working on.
Are any of the ideas like concrete enough to imagine what the visitor experience might be?
A lot of eyes are on St. Louis, especially this year with the fifth year of the uprising in Ferguson and the murder of Mike Brown coming up. I think it incentivizes us to really think about how are we holding the story and the narratives of what we've been through. How might we become a learning lab for emerging activists and organizers? How might we hold space to allow people to engage with oral histories, archives, collections of the museum, and be able to tie that into the work that they're doing and the efforts that they're leading?
So this is a long-term project, what, 2, 5,
yeah,
10 years? I mean,
this is just, this year is the beginning of a longer relationship, I hope. And I'm someone who, when I get fixated on an idea, I just got to make it happen. And so far, I've been good at executing on ideas.
That was designer and activist Dee Nichols talking with St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler about her Harvard fellowship focused on the Griot Museum.